smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Daffy Duck. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Gaston's Interior Design. We use antlers in all of our decorating.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual passport to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from? Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or go to obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Good news is you don't need a passport.
You don't need a passport to get here.
Or to go on our adventure we're going on today.
You don't need a passport?
You don't.
Why not?
Because it takes place in Disneyland.
Oh.
Which is the best place to go on vacation.
Now that is the kind of passport I would like. That yeah. only has nothing but Disney stamps.
Ooh, there you go. Why doesn't Disney do that? They should totally have like a Disney passport that you get stamps in and stuff.
I feel like they've done it before.
Have they?
I feel like it.
Well, they should.
Yeah, I agree. Where you get a ride for each, or a stamp for each ride you go on.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine the lines though?
Like, it has to be a separate line.
We've done those things where, like, for the food things, they have the stamps for each one that you go to. Do you remember that?
It
takes forever for them to do those.
It's not too bad.
That's too long.
And you're waiting for food anyway, so it's not that big of a deal,
that's
really.
That's true.
Yeah, so it works out okay.
But anyway.
Yeah, take me to Disneyland.
Shall we go on an adventure?
To?
Well, the brakes may be needing a little adjustment, so easy on the curves. But.
Isn't that in our open?
It is! Woo! We're going to Indiana Jones.
Oh, I love Indiana Jones.
I am so excited.
And the Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Oh, yeah. Keep your eyes to yourself.
Right?
This is my favorite ride at Disney ever.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
It's the reason we did the first patch with the indie theme. It's the one ride that I insist on riding at least twice every time we go.
At least, yep.
It is the best ride at Disney, in my opinion.
It's pretty incredible.
Do you remember the first time you went on it?
Yes.
Like, vividly, do you remember?
Oh!
We've ridden it so many times since then that it all just mushes together.
Mushes together. And remember, I had never seen the Indiana Jones. At least I didn't think that I had seen any of the Indiana Jones movies. But I did know The Rock.
You had some deep-seated, like, childhood trauma from seeing Temple of Doom.
That is true. But I didn't know that that's where that trauma came from until we were watching Indiana Jones and we got to that one. And I was like, this is it. This is the horrifying memory that I thought was a nightmare embedded in my mind as a five-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And then it all came flooding back to me at the very moment. Like, I honestly thought that that was like a nightmare.
It is kind of nightmarish for kids.
Where she's getting lowered into the lava and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I it was so bad that I thought nothing on earth could actually be that bad, that scary. And then
little did you know,
I know, there's a 35-year-old that just hit me all
right
at once.
35.
What am I talking about? That's 28-year-old.
Well, what's funny about that movie, not to get too sidetracked, is that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is the first time that they instituted a new rating for a movie.
Oh.
Before that, it was PG or R. And there was nothing in between those two. And Temple of Doom actually got a PG rating, but people were pissed.
Yes,
that
they
got a PG rating.
Yes, I was.
And so Steven said, you know, maybe we should have something between, like
a Steven Seagal, not me.
Not Steven Seagal. Right. Spielberg. Wouldn't that be funny if Steven Seagal just stepped in and he's like, we need a new rating.
We've seen him in recent movies and
he's not that eloquent. But Steven Spielberg stepped in and said, we need a new rating, maybe 13 or PG-13 or PG-14. And they instituted a whole new rating just for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
It absolutely needed
it.
Yes.
But
I would have been okay.
I feel like Indiana Jones at Disneyland needs like some special ratings too.
What rating would you give that ride?
I don't know. It's so immersive that I remember being a kid and being 100% terrified just waiting to get on the ride.
Okay.
Because they do such a good job of building the atmosphere for this ride.
It's the best queue, I think, of any queue.
And I think it was the first time that I can recall that the queue was so integrated and was so interactive and was so heavily themed that it wasn't a chore to stand in line as much, right? Before, it's been switchback.
So you're saying Space Mountain is a chore to be in that line?
It is a chore to be in that line.
Oh, on top of
that. Are you crazy? That is the worst line.
Every single time. I don't care if it's a 3-minute line. It is 3 minutes too long.
It is way too long.
It's bad.
That's why you only do fast passes for Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... And we're just talking Disneyland, obviously. I think in Disney World, they've done some things to their line to make it a little better. But... Indiana Jones is fully themed from the second you step up to the line to the second you get out of that line, like off the ride.
Yeah.
It is 100% themed. And I love it.
It's true.
I love it. As a kid, hated it. But now, I love it.
The queue is what scared you as a kid, not the ride?
Yeah. I was one of those kids that had a hard time separating things between fantasy and reality. So while they're building this story, I'm buying it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't look into the eyes of the idol. And I'm like, which one's the idol? There's lots of idols around here. And they're like, you should close your eyes. I'm like, are you going to warn me? When am I supposed to close my eyes? You know, like all of this was just freaking me out the whole time. And then, like I said, the line is so heavily themed that you can't get away from the theming.
Right. No, you cannot.
You go into the temple and you are immersed in this temple surrounding.
Yeah. And is it the only queue that encourages you to break all the rules, or is there multiple queues that do that?
I don't know that they encourage you to break the rules.
No, they do.
Now it's not the only one that has interactive elements anymore.
Right, no.
They've started adding that into a lot of things.
Yeah.
But specifically, yeah, I don't know that they have many that say don't do this, specifically trying to get you to do something.
But that one does.
Yeah, it does.
So you are allowed to pull on the ropes of the hanging artifacts.
Right.
Like that is...
He's handling his artifacts.
There's been a few times, though, kids have been behind you, and the kids have been like, no, no.
Yeah, they've been horrified that I'm pulling on the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of the Disney magic, though, too, is like... showing kids that this is a fun thing too, because when I was there it was just scary as a kid. But it is fun. You walk in and you go through like the bat caves where they have like the bat sounds going, and then you walk into the spike room.
I didn't know those were bat noises.
Well, now you have something else to be afraid of in the queue. So you go into the spike
room. How sad would that be, like, after 56 times of going on the ride, now I have something to be afraid of? Could you imagine? Like, no, I can't do it now.
Well, are you afraid of the beginning of Thunder Mountain, too, when they have the bats flying around?
No, nothing. That doesn't scare me other than Tower of Terror.
Okay. Well, fine then. They'll have to work on that.
Right.
Then you go into the spike room, and it used to be much more than it is now.
Right.
I remember it very vividly when I was younger. They have a specific bamboo pole in the spike room that if you're aggressive enough, which I never am.
I have been multiple times.
You are very aggressive. Congratulations. if you are aggressive enough with this pole, it makes sounds like the roof's collapsing. And then when I was a kid, the spikes on the side would start coming down.
Yeah.
I think this effect might have been a little too claustrophobic, or maybe too difficult to keep functioning.
Yeah, that's my guess, is that it broke and they decided that they were tired of fixing it. And there's too many other things to fix, and the ride was old enough that it didn't need to anymore.
Yeah. It still has the audio effects, though, now,
yeah,
if you rattle it around enough. And the reset time is really long between it also.
It should be, yeah.
So if you even hear it from a distance as you're walking up, there's no way you're going to get to rattle it out that time, you know? I think.
So do you think it still works then? Because I'm starting to feel like it doesn't work at all anymore.
I think it works. I think the audio still works, but nothing else does.
Got it. Yeah.
And then
when, of course, it's there, because multiple times the bamboo's not even...
Sometimes they pull it out.
Completely.
Go figure.
People pull it out is what it is.
You think so? Man, if I could steal the bamboo, I might have. No, I wouldn't. Disney would totally kick you out. Why
would
you
How
do
could
that?
You sneak out of the...
Just walking out with this giant floppy bamboo.
A 12-foot bamboo stick.
I brought this.
It's got to weigh hundreds of pounds, too.
No, it's just foamy stuff, so I'm sure it's light. But it usually, I'm sure it has a metal cable that goes through it. You know. That's
true.
But anyway, after you shake that and scare everybody around you, you go through the hallway that has a sign that says, don't step on the diamond-shaped stones.
Right.
And then you get up into the atrium room, which is amazing, with this huge dome ceiling. And they have all these paintings of this god, Mara, all over the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
And you notice that in all the paintings, his eyes are closed.
I didn't notice.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah, all his eyes, all the paintings have his eyes closed.
And I always think of Mara as a woman, but no.
It's a dude.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's a dude. He's a man. He's a messy man.
Yeah.
And that's also where the well is, if you pull on the rope and you disturb the guy underneath you with the pots and stuff. And then you get into the safety spiel room.
Right.
With the old-timey...
And as far as safety spiels are concerned, I like that one a lot.
It's a fun room.
It's the best. Yeah, it's the best safety explanation I've ever had.
And there's another thing in there that I feel like a lot of people know about, but I feel like the cast members are a little tired of it, and that's the Eeyore sign.
You think that they're tired of showing people?
Well, none of them ever have a flashlight on them anymore. Right. So, if you didn't know, the Indiana Jones adventure took over a place that was once the Eeyore parking lot. Disneyland always has characters so you can remember where you parked as their parking lot. Mm. And this was the Eeyore lot. And they like to kind of pay respects to things that they move or change.
Yeah.
So in the projection room, there's actually one of the signs from the Eeyore lot up in the top of the room.
Okay.
And it used to be that you would say, hey, would you mind hitting Eeyore with a flashlight for me? And they would show you where it's at. Now I don't see anyone in there with a flashlight anymore.
No.
And I think I've asked, and people have said, I don't have a flashlight on me.
But you know what they do have on them?
Hmm.
I've gotten the decoder code card.
Have you gotten one of them?
I have, and that's the room I got it in, was the lady right at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I loved it.
The decoder is super fun, because they came up with a language called Maribic, and that's what's written on all the walls.
Yeah.
And so they, when it first opened, they gave out these like business card type things that had the key to figuring out what the symbols mean and things. It's pretty easy to read because they kind of look like the letters already.
Kind of.
Some of them do. But
when you did the one for obscurity, I could not read that was the logo. We'll have to put it at the top of the header on the website so people can see it, but
right.
I couldn't read that that's what it said.
Maybe just my Maribic's bad.
No, when I pulled out the decoder, it was right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my Maribic's not so bad then. Maybe you're just bad at it.
It's just, we all know that's true.
And then you kind of weave your way around and up some stairs and over a bridge. And back down into, which is actually a really cool space, where the loading area for the actual attraction.
Oh my gosh, it is so cool.
If you look up, it looks like you're really far underground.
Yeah.
And you can see all the roots of the trees and things. That effect
is incredible.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that area.
Unfortunately, it's really hard to get pictures or photographs down there because that you're going down the stairs and you're in tight quarters and they're moving quickly. And
right.
I'm always trying to be the number two because they're always asking for doubles to like fill up the cars.
Right.
Yeah. So we're always so busy like trying to get on the ride that nobody gets to look up. But
well, and you don't really want to be the one person standing in the middle of a busy loading area with your camera trying to take pictures.
People will knock you over.
They will take you out.
I will knock you over.
Oh.
I don't care. Like I will push people.
He is getting into this ride, whether you like it or not.
I'm a little bit calmer in the beginning of the queue, but by that point,
I can see my car for a minute.
No. Yeah. Nobody's patient at that point.
Right. And then they put you into the cars.
Yeah.
Which are an amazing Disney invention. Because they were built specifically for this kind of attraction. And basically the track that you're on is completely flat. There are no bumps or hills or anything like that.
Never would have guessed that.
But the area that you're sitting on is all hydraulics. And so it can make your turns feel more extreme or make you feel like you're going over super bumpy terrain.
And they do.
And they do. And what's really cool about it is that the cars have multiple different programs that they can do so the ride changes every time you go through it. Sometimes you feel like this one was really rough. And we've been on a few times where we're like, that car was rough this time. Like,
how many times have I lost pins on that ride?
Every time.
I'm not allowed to take my the amazing little acrylic pins that you buy everywhere at Disney that everybody loves, and so do I. Mm-hmm. Big old collection. Love those things. But we're not allowed to wear them in the parks anymore because Indiana Jones keeps stealing my pins every time.
Every time you wore one on that ride. Yeah. It's gone by depressing. The end. And they even have signs that say loose items will fall out of the car and disappear.
Yeah, they say that on all rides, though. But not once have I lost their... No, that's not true. I lost a pin on the teacups, is oddly enough, as well.
And I think Buzz Lightyear, you lost one, too, didn't you? Either way.
Sadly.
Indiana Jones is an infamous pin eater, so just beware.
That she is. He is.
Yeah. And then you take off into this temple in this vehicle.
Yeah.
And it is just the epitome of a fun ride to me.
Well, as soon as you've turned the corner, you're getting ready to go into that multi-changing room, right? Uh-huh. And we've decided now that room is... No, I don't know if that's true either. We thought for a while that maybe they like select a room of the day. So it's going to be either like the, what are the
there's a room of earthly riches, a fountain of youth, or visions of the future.
And we were kind of thinking that with the revamp that they now just select one room of the day. Mm. But we've gone multiple times on a day and it's changed.
And they switch it around,
But the thing that has never changed is that room... used to make it look like you were going in three separate doors, you've told me, right?
Right.
And I can see how that would have looked like it in the case, but now you always go in the middle door.
You do.
But
now they have projection imagery on the door, so the door changes every time, quote unquote, but you're really going through the same door.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious you're going through the same door, but I wonder what that effect looked like. I mean, I can only imagine what it looked like originally.
It was very impressive.
And
quite
it was
honestly.
Pretty deceiving that you felt like you were going through.
It was 100% deceiving. So the room itself would rotate. You were always going into the same next room.
Yeah.
But the whole room was like shaped like a fan, and it would turn. So it would look like you're going through the far left door,
right,
or the middle door, or the far right door. And they even had tracks on the ground looking like it went through different doors.
How
and
cool
things.
Was that? So much fun.
But again, it's one of those massive effects that probably was a lot of work to keep up.
Of course. Everything about that ride was expensive.
It is. It is. And then you get into the room, and it's the same room for all three gifts, but because of lighting effects, they change the entire appearance of the room, which I always find impressive. Do you like one more than the others?
The one that's blue.
The Observatory of the Future.
Is that what it is? The blue lights one? Mm-hmm. That was by far the prettiest one, and I really like that one. But I always like the idea of earthly treasures because I like earthly treasures.
Yay, money.
But it's the gold room, and I don't like gold, so that's kind of tacky.
Okay. No Fountain of Youth for you.
I guess I probably should like
that. As we're getting older, we like the Fountain of Youth a little bit more.
It could quickly change. By the end of the ride, I'm like, oh, I need the Fountain of Youth. That was rough. That was rough.
My back. And then they've also projected on Mara's face at the end of that tunnel.
Oh my gosh, it looks so good.
And every time, I always love the look on that.
Yeah.
It's always impressive. And then you just rip through the rest of this ride. It is flinging you around corners. You're going up and down. You're swinging past skeletons.
Yeah.
Bridges are falling out from underneath you. There are giant snakes and rats and darts whizzing past your face. Like, it is a tumultuous ride through the rest of that thing.
Right. One thing I just barely realized the last time we went there, though, like, I always knew that you kind of went back into the main chamber area where you see Mara's face and stuff, or the laser from across the room when you first come into that room. I didn't realize how much of the ride actually, I knew you went back in there once or twice, kind of a thing. Like, oh, you go back. But really, the majority of the ride, you keep circling back into that room. So you get that effect so many times, multiple times.
Like, and it's an impressive area.
Right? The fact that you had to go on 50 plus times before you kind of realize how many times you're back in there.
Yeah. I think think the ride itself is very disorienting.
Completely.
Because you move so quickly and there's so many different rooms that it quickly becomes, you don't know where you are.
Right.
In relation to other things.
And that is how I like it. This is how I live my life.
And what's also fun fact, shortly after you pass the snake, you go down through an area that has a bunch of skulls mounted into the walls. Uh-huh. And there are actually 1,995 skulls in the walls because the ride opened in 1995.
I can't believe it's that old.
Right?
That just seems crazy.
And it's held up so well.
Yeah. Well, they hold it up well.
Well, you have to because it's everyone's favorite, right. Honestly. But then you get to the end of this ride and you have the iconic scene of this boulder rolling towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even 100% sure how the boulder works.
Mm-hmm.
It must be like with two sticks on the sides to make it look like it's rolling towards you, because it doesn't have an open end on it. So it's just straight up rolling towards you.
Yep.
And they have this amazing effect like you're backing up.
Yeah.
Which the rides can't back up. It would just be a nightmare.
Apparently.
So what's really cool is that the room itself moves forward, making you feel like you're backing up.
That trips me out.
It is the craziest thing. And really the only way to tell is if you're sitting on an outside edge, you can sometimes with the lighting, you can look down and see the ground.
Oh, okay.
And realize that it's not actually, you're not actually moving.
That's the only way. Because outside of that, you cannot tell.
Yeah,
every single time.
It's a flawless effect, and I find it so amazing every time.
Yeah.
And then you go diving.
You know your
underneath.
Effect's good when you can tell somebody and they go, no, you're lying.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You're
no, truly.
Right. Like, and I think it's one of Disney's best accomplishments, personally.
Yeah.
And there's even another one that's in Tokyo.
Okay.
They have another one that's almost identical with a few cosmetic changes, basically.
Okay.
But I think it is the best ride at Disney.
Yeah.
I have to go on it constantly.
Yeah, and apparently there's an effect that I've never seen. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the one that there used to be, like, what was it? That there was ice that actually was like, tell me about that. What was that?
So right as you came into the main chamber that we were talking about, uh-huh. that you whipped through so often, there you can even now still hear the audio of like rubble falling from the ceiling.
Okay.
And they had an effect where it was literally ice, like ice cubes.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And it was up in the ceiling and there was a conveyor belt that would dump ice, so it would look like there were rocks falling near you.
And it would look okay. Was it like just by lighting or what, did they
I think you were moving so quickly
you can't really tell.
And the idea is that the big Mara face is shooting lasers out and catching things on fire and blowing things up.
Yeah.
So he would shoot the ceiling near you and the rocks would fall, kind of thing. Apparently that's another one of those effects that worked great for about 15 seconds.
Oh.
And then for whatever reason, it just wasn't plausible to keep going.
Man, if I can see some old camcorder footage of that.
I think there are some videos on YouTube that you can find.
Oh, the ice effect.
See, yeah.
See it.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, even with all these things that we say no longer work, it's an impressive ride.
I had no idea. I thought they
And if you've never been on it, it's an experience, like I said, from beginning to end. It's just completely immersive. And I love it.
Right.
So much.
Aww.
And they're even talking about possibly overhauling the dinosaur ride in Florida.
Okay.
And turning it into an Indiana Jones.
Because it has the same ride track in it?
It's,
right?
It's the almost identical track.
Okay.
And the cars are the same. They've put the cars from the Indy into the dinosaur ride.
And what'd you say it was, Fast Track?
The dinosaur ride?
Dinosaur ride.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Well, that would make sense to get rid of the dinosaur ride and turn Indiana Jones.
Unfortunately,
for sure,
dinosaur
right?
was not very popular, but Indiana Jones always is.
Right.
Quite honestly.
Is that off of an IP?
Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a computer animated movie called Dinosaur, where they actually shot real life backgrounds.
Okay.
And then put their digital dinosaurs into them. I took my brother to it. He hated it. Scared
the in my mind, I was totally thinking that you put elephants inside of green screen outfits and then like changed. No, that's not how they did the filming of it, no?
That would be hilarious. I would love to see an elephant in a green screen suit. Oh, but anyway, I love this ride. If you are in Disneyland or Tokyo Disney, it is a must ride, 100%.
It's a must ride ride?
It's a must ride ride. And if you love it as much as I do, you can always buy my Mara patch, which I loved.
Oh, yeah, it's the OG.
It's the OG patch, Mara optometry, because the whole joke is don't look into the eyes of the idol. So I thought, why wouldn't it be funny to have a optometry?
Truly.
You know,
truly.
Office in there.
Super fun, but fun ride.
Fun ride. So get out there and ride it and enjoy it as much as we do. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.